بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We are discussing this chapter of abandoning and leaving out the Jumu'ah Salah without an excuse. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وابن عمر رضي الله عنه أنهما سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول على عواد منبره لا ينتهين أقوام عن وادعهم الجمعات أو لا يختمن الله على قلوبهم ثم لا يكونن من الغافلين. وفي رواية ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليسعى إلى الجمعة ومن استغنى عنها بلهو أو تجارة استغنى الله عنه والله غني حميد. The first narration we read it yesterday. We find similar narrations speaking about a person that leaves out Jumu'ah regularly, in particular, three Jumu'ahs. In one hadith it is mentioned, مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثَ جُمُعٍ تَهَاوُنًا بِهَا طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. That person that leaves out three Jumu'ahs neglectfully, that means he has no excuse, but he doesn't afford any importance to the Jumu'ah Salah, then Allah Ta'ala will place a seal over his heart. What this means, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make his heart hard, and he will become ignorant. In this hadith that we read yesterday, Allah Ta'ala will make him from the ghafileen. And he got no respect for the Jumu'ah Salah even. So what is to say about the other salahs? And Jumu'ah Salah is even greater than the Eid Salah. So basically this person got no respect for this great pillar of Islam that is after Iman. One of the most important ibadat is Salah. So what is to say about the rest of his deen? What is to say about the rest of his deen if he cannot respect this great pillar of Islam and this duty that he owes to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So this person is on the brink of losing his Iman. So one important discussion is that if a person knows something is compulsory but does not do it, doesn't lose his Iman. The moment a person feels that it's not compulsory, when it is compulsory and he believes it's not compulsory, then he loses his Iman. But by neglecting these things, then we are opening ourselves to attack from Shaitan. The heart becomes hard. And then eventually a person can very easily lose his Iman. So it's important that a person ensures that he performs all his Salah, not only the Jumu'ah Salah. Some people have taken it in another way. We find in some places they say that they miss two Jumu'ahs and they read one. So imagine trying to find a loophole because they feel, some hadith says, person will make his heart the heart of a munafiq. Person that misses three Jumu'ahs. So some people want to find a loophole. No, we will miss two and we'll read the third one. So this also, taking turns in the shop. We found some places people are taking turns. This week he'll go, next week I'll go for Jumu'ah Salah. Ulama say we are all supposed to perform all our Salah. And when it comes to the Jumu'ah Salah, at the very least, everything shuts down. Everything closes up and everybody goes for the Jumu'ah Salah. At the time of Jumu'ah, for a person to do business is absolutely haram. To make a business deal, make phone calls regarding business at that time, sending messages regarding business at that time, absolutely haram now. Now the whole attention must be the Jumu'ah Salah. In this last hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day, then he must hasten towards the Jumu'ah Salah. Like Quran says, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. Hasten towards the remembrance of Allah, the Jumu'ah Salah, and leave out business. وَمَنِ اسْتَغْنَى عَنْهَا بِلَهْوٍ أَوْ تِجَارَةٍ. And whoever remains aloof from the Jumu'ah Salah, keeps himself away from the Jumu'ah Salah, due to some futile activity, he is playing some sport, he is doing something that is not of any importance, أَوْ تِجَارَةٍ, or due to business, اسْتَغْنَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from this person. Allah doesn't need him. Wallahu ghaniyun hamid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most independent. Allah ta'ala is praiseworthy. We should understand that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are absolutely helpless. Allah ta'ala is in control of all our affairs. We need Allah Ta'ala all the time, and therefore we should respond to the call of the Mu'adhin all the time, and especially on the day of Jumu'ah, ensure that well in advance we are prepared and we attend the Jumu'ah Salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.